This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. Thanks for joining today. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Nun Hey. We're in the middle of Siv Chaf. The Mechaber in Siv Chaf said, if you have 10 in one place and they say Kaddish or Kedusha, even someone not with them could answer. However, some say there cannot be an interruption. There cannot be a hefsik of something which is dirty or Avodah Zarah, because that would create a mechir, that would create a separation. So even though you have 10 people in the shul and you have somebody, obviously he's more than 4 amos away from the tzaya, still it creates a hefsek. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkatan samach she'ini imam ratzol leimar afilu hu bebayis achar. Even if he's in another house, rachayk legamri, very far away, shekivan she'asara him b'makam echad, since the 10 are in one place, shechina shruya b'neim, the shechina resides among them. Va'az afilu mechitza shel barzel einam afsekes bein komi sheroitzel tzarf atzmeim aviv shemashamayim hashoichem esoich elu hasara. Then, even if you have an iron wall, nothing could interpose between someone who wants to join with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who resides among these 10 people. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, anyone who wants to join is able to join. That implies you're not mechuyiv to. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman proves from here. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Yachal La'anois. I would say humbly that it's not conclusive. By the way, Rabbi Yashiv agrees. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings from the Chazon Ish is a chiyuv. I, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, is Yachal. Yeah, once you can, you have to. In other words, once we say that it's not an interruption, so you're able to. But any davar shel kedusha, you're able to answer. Of course, you're chayiv to answer. And Reb Chaim Falaji in Nishmas Kol Chai. I never even heard of that sefer. Shal said she was Nishmas Kol Chai. Wow, that you have to answer even if you heard it from another minyan. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Falaji, you should not daven in a shul that from the minyan you could hear another minyan, because you would be mechuyev to answer that other minyan as well. Yesh ladon bezeh. Let's say I'm davening in a shtiblach, yeah, and I could hear a kedush of another minyan. Am I now mechuyev? Meaning, the Chazon Ish just said that any time you're able to answer amen, you're mechuyev to answer amen. So says Reb Chaim Falaji, based on that, you really should not daven in a shul that you could hear another minyan. Because then you're basically putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to answer to two minyanim.
So what? What's wrong with answering? What's wrong with answering the other minyan? Assuming it's not a hashtag where you're holding, but if it's a hashtag, you're not supposed to anyway.
Okay, good question. So here's another monkey wrench. And that is every time you're allowed to answer amen and mechuyev to answer amen mean you should put yourself in that situation that you'll have to be mafsik and interrupt what you're in the middle of to answer amen? In other words, I'm in the middle of psukah de zimra. You're right, there's certain answers I'm going to have to answer. If I come late, I'm going to have to... But you really shouldn't have done that. You really should have put yourself in a situation where you shouldn't be interrupting. Yeah, once you're in that matzav, you're mechuyev to answer amen and be mafsik, but you shouldn't put yourself into the situation, perhaps. That's what seems what Reb Chaim Falaji is saying. Don't put yourself in a matzav where the whole davening you're going to be interrupting to answer. You're right, you'd be allowed to and you would have to, but maybe you shouldn't put yourself in that situation.
About multiple Kaddish at different speeds.
Yeah. Seems like that would not be ideal either. In other words, you mean, do you have to answer every Kaddish? That's what it seems like. Reb Chaim Falaji is saying, or the Chazon Ish is saying. You're going to have to answer. I mean, we did have that. I have to remember, we had that if it's within, like, reasonable proximity, you know, one answer is going to work for both. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Yachal Anois. Oh, okay, so, you know, the Dershu brings that if you're middle of davening in a place that you're allowed to answer amen, and you hear a random bracha, somebody's saying Berachas HaShachar, and you're middle of Pesukah Zimra, so you're allowed to answer amen, or you're middle of learning a Toisvus. Vim Taimar, and the guy answers, so now I have to stop my Toisvus to answer amen? So the Shevet HaLevi says, no, you don't have to answer. You shouldn't answer. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though you're pater from answering amen, you're pater from answering amen, Yishmei Rabbah, Kedusha, Barchu, Moidim, it's very nicker. Therefore, you should answer. However, Talmud Torah Shel Rabim, in other words, you're giving a shir, and you know, you overhear a guy saying Kaddish, Kedusha, or Barchu, you don't stop. You don't stop. Okay. Vayter in the Mishnah Berurah. Yachal Anas Amen v'Amen Yishmei Rabbah Kedusha Baruch V'Chin Yachal Hoitzio Yidei Chayvasa B'Tfila Imeinoi Baki. You could be Moitzi him in davening. V'yesh Oimrim that you have to make sure that there's no Hefzik. Midakas of a Shulchan Aruch Din Zeh B'Lashon V'yesh Oimrim from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch writes this Din as a Yesh Oimrim. Mashma de Din Zeh Loi P'sikalei. It's mashma that this Din is not definitive. V'chein mashma harama b'siman ayin tes of aleph b'haga. Likewise, it's mashma in the Rama. D'lo sfir like him. He doesn't hold this way. Chamay shekasav amagin of Ramsham. V'ayin b'chay adam shekasav. Look in the chay adam who writes. D'nir aloi. D'amein yehish me rabba. U'kedusha ya'ane. Amein yehish me rabba and kedusha. You should answer. D'haverak psukim. Because big deal. You said Yehesh Me Rabbah and Kedusha. Again, you hear the situation? You're very far away from the Shul. In between, there's Tzaya. So there's no problem for you to say Devar Kedusha. The question is, could you connect to the Minyan? So the Chayodim says that, again, it's not definitive that you have to be careful about there being, there not being Tzaya. So the Chayodim's Hachra is that if there is Avodah Zarah or Tzaya, Amen Yehishmei Rabbah and Kedusha, you could say, because it's just a pasuk. They say, what do you mean? Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is a pasuk? What pasuk in Chumash is Amen Yehishmei Rabbah? Anyone know? Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is Targum. Is what? Oh yeah? Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach. Where is that in Tehillim? What? I was going to say it's the Targum of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. The only thing is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod is not a Pasuk. Is it? I'm not familiar with a Pasuk Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Avo Baruch Hu Lo Yana V'ayin B'Levush Yisrad. Okay, it's very interesting. You can't even answer amen according to his opinion. Even if it's distance from it more than 4 amos. That normally you could just turn away your face. If the smell doesn't reach you, here it doesn't help. Since it interposes between the 10 and the guy who wants to join. So then, it's a hefsik between the shechina and it causes the shechina not to dwell there. So again, you're not within dalet amos of the. You're not within Dalet Amos of the Tzaya. So you could say Dvarm Shabakdusha, but the Tzaya causes a hefsik between you and the Dvarm Shabakdusha. Akum, right to Loimer, Avoidas Koychavim, Oy Oyved Koychavim. Akum means an Avoidazara or a guy. Now, by the way, think about it. If you're on, let's say, a plane, and they want to make one of these minyan where people are sitting, and you're going to be mitzaref, the 10 Jews. A guy in aisle A1, a guy in C3, a guy in F. Yeah, but they're goyim in between. You can't make a minyan. It's a that for sure. You can't be mitzdarif people to a minyan because you have a hefsek of oivdei koychavim. Unless they're Muslims, so then they're not oivdei koychavim. You know, it would be a machlokes whether that's avodah zarah or not. You could start asking them. I'm sure this will be a very smooth flight. You could start faharing them about which prophets they believe in, who they believe is God, and you know, after interrogation, you'll be able to see if you can make a minyan or not.
What if somebody has an aid?
What?
Somebody has an aid in shul.
Again, is the guy in the back row and the aide is in between him and the tzibur, or, you know, if that's the case, you might have a problem. You know, but if Stam, the guy is davening in the shul, and there's an aide next to him, so he's like, you know, he's connecting to the minyan from the other side. You know, we're talking about somebody who's far away, and in between him and the shul is an oivei koychavim. Yeah, it's interesting. Siv chaf aleph. Ir she'emba el asar ve'echad mehem roitzalat zizvi amanerim. Okay, you have a city of 10 people. And one guy wants to go away for Yom Tov. He wants to go away for Rosh Hashanah. Mechai v'noisa lishar. We obligate him to stay. Oy lahasker achrim kamer, or to rent someone out to come. V'mhim achad asar roitzalat zishnayim. If there are 11 and 2 want to go. Yaskiru shneim echad b'shutfis. So the 2 want to go, they have to jointly hire someone, b'mekaimam. Ushnehem yifru'u b'shaveh. And they both pay equally. V'mechad ani v'echad asher. If one of the guys who wants to go is poor, and one of the guys who wants to go is rich, payrin chetzi l'fi mamayin v'chetzi l'fi nefashos. So 50% of, let's say it costs $100 to bring a guy in to make a minyan. 50 of the dollars, 50%, will be lefina fashais, meaning I pay 20, you know, Reuven pays 25 and Shimon pays 25. The other 50 is based on their economic status. So if, you know, Reuven is 4 times as rich as Shimon, Reuven will give 40 and Shimon will give 10. Okay? And uschar hachazin al hayoitzim ka'al hanasharim, paying for the chazin to come to the city, devolves on those who leave the city as well as those who stay in the city. Says the Mishnah Berura, b'mekaymai, either we force the 10th guy to remain or to hire someone in his place. Shekivan sheminog b'chol tfuzizah afilu oisam she'in la minyan shem b'chol hashana. Since the minyan throughout Klal Yisrael is even in a place where they don't have a minyan the whole year, the minog is, they hire one or two people in Yom Naram, or they go to a place of a minyan. It's like if a shul needs a Sefer Torah or a shul, you're allowed to force each other to participate. Now if you have 11 and 2 want to go, if 12 are in the city, 3 want to go, shlosha az rasim arba latzis, you have 13 and 4 want to go, tzrichim kul miskar echa b'shutafas, they all have to chip in to bring a guy, to bring somebody. Now, the Mechaber said that if one of them is poor and one is rich, they pay half lefi mama and half lefi nefashais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, achroinim kazu tas sofer, the achroinim write that this is an error. De bazeh poirin shneim b'shava. That we don't do half lefi mama in behalf of the nefashos, but rather they pay equally. Each one has responsibility to get a substitute. Because at first it was a whole minyan, and you're not permitted to mevatel a minyan. You know when you have to give chetzio lefi mamayin? You know when the payment is based on economic status? If at first you only have 8 people who ever lived in the city, and now now you're going to have to hire 2. The Oz Talia Gam Lefi Mamayin. because then it will be dependent also on financial status. You know why? Because the aniyim could say, we'll go to a nearby city. The aniyim could go to a nearby city. They're going to have to share a restroom with someone and it's not going to be comfortable. The aniyim say, we don't care. The wealthy guy says, nah, I can't leave my house. Now, I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah said that it's when there are 8 people. L'chayra, it should be even if there are 9 people and you don't have a minyan. Where the aniyim could say, I'll go to another city. And the ashirim could say, well, we can't leave. So the aniyim say, fine, you want us to hire, but you need to pay more. So I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah says, v'had denoisin chetziyai, haynu kishein darm b'yishev ela shmayna. Why shmayna? Why not teisha?
Maybe they're counting the fact they're hiring a chazan. It mentioned that everyone brings in a chazan for Yom Ruin anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand. I'm not sure. Not sure that's your homework over Shabbos. Why did the Mishnah Berurah say, does anybody have a different kind? Is there a Tos Sofer here? Why does he say 8, even 9? Meaning, when you have 10, nobody's allowed to leave. So even if an Ani wants to leave, let's say you have 10 and 2 people are leaving, so then they both have to give equally. But L'chaira, again, it has to be that 2 people are want to leave. So if you have 8, then and you have to hire another 2, the aniyim L'chaira could say, we could go to a nearby city. But what does it have to do with 8? I'm not sure. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a good Shabbos. Thanks for joining today. Kol Tov. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.